Kimberly-Clark announced in January that it plans to close two Wisconsin plants in Neenah and Fox Crossing, which would eliminate about 600 jobs. Mark Hogan is the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. He says he's had about 10 conversations with Kimberly-Clark executives about Governor Scott Walker's proposed tax incentives for the company.
They've been receptive to the idea, receptive to the proposal.
As far as specific negotiations, Hogan says the company has, quote, not asked for anything. Under the deal, the company would get up to about $8 million a year from the state over the next 15 years. The state would cut the company checks because Kimberly-Clark has no tax liability under current law. The state assembly approved the deal last month. The Senate has yet to vote on it. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.